Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when the music plays, you know what day of the week it is. It's time for Dirty Dan's Golf Picks.
It's time for the West Coast swing.
We're back in the States, dude.
We are. The ones Cali. That are attached, yeah, we're going back to Cali.
We sure are. And as always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You can bet with us or against us. Now, some people in the audience bet with me.
No.
And they bet. Yes. Hang on. They picked the wrong Kim. So Tom Kim, do we know his real name?
Man, I don't want to butcher it to such disservice to Tommy.
I butcher everybody's names here on a daily basis. Who cares?
Yeah, but I don't want to disrespect that.
Sure, sure.
Our sweet young Tom Kim.
Sure. So here's the sitch, and we've talked about this last year and last week even. With Tom Kim, Tom isn't his real name, and that's not what's listed on MyBookie.com.
They need to change that, man. We need to have a phone call. Just put the name that people call him.
So we had three listeners actually bet on another Kim, and they thought that it was Tom Kim.
See,
and
so, I mean, if you watched the show, you would know Tom Kim was the favorite. So you would have clearly known, what? This is crazy. This Kim's like 50-1.
Right. But here's the thing is like there is no Tom listed. And yeah. So some people just bet on the other Kim.
Siwoo, yeah.
So three of our listeners actually won a shit ton of money off of this. And I'm not going to lie to you. They praise me in Drinking Bros Sports
on
Facebook.
You get zero credit.
And I took the credit. I did take the credit. And I said, boom, you're welcome. Great weekend. Cheers. You know, like I let everybody know.
Right.
Thank you.
Because you're like, an Asian's going to win this tournament. There's like 40 or 50 Asians in the field.
Right. So, but there was also a Kim won. So another Kim won. And sure. And that was the other one that
Kim,
was left.
You could have said a Lee.
Too bad, Delco. We had some winners, all right?
I'm pretty sure Butch Harmon got canceled for this for the LPGA.
I changed some people's lives this weekend, all right? That's all I'm going to say. I changed people's lives.
Where he literally said, I think, they're like, who's going to win the LPGA tour this weekend? He's like, I don't know, some Asian. And man lost his job.
Oh, did he really?
Probably.
Dude, the entire LPGA, though, is Asian. So
It's
there's like three white people left. but it was fun. Your pick came in third, I think.
Solo third, Chris Kirk. He was leading the first 2 days, was second after the third day, and then just kind of, you know, didn't do anything on the final day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just kind of just laid there. He starfished it.
Yeah. 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 It wasn't great.
It was a heartbreaker.
It wasn't great.
Did you have him in top 10s, top 20s, any of that stuff? Did you
No, man. We took straight up wins.
Okay. So this week, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
That's Same why.
Here. Yeah.
That's why I'm only picking winners.
I like it. It's bold.
Mm-hmm.
It's bold, and it moves you into a different
No other echelon. Option.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not when you're Including feeling it like week? Me. Yeah.
Including this week, too?
Including this week.
Are they doing top 10s and top 20s?
They are not.
Right now, they're not.
They are currently not.
No. Let me
not super stoked about it.
Fire it up right here. And see if they're maybe it changed. All right, is there props here
nope.
down here?
No. Nope. You can take top Asian, top American, but it's the biggest field I think in golf. It's like 156 people. We got 10 of the top 20 golfers in the world. Yet we still can't bet on the top 10s or top 20s. So
is it you? Let me ask you that. Do you
I don't
think
know.
It's you?
I don't know.
You did pretty well last year.
Yeah,
it might be you.
We made money.
Yeah.
Maybe
there's been a few times where I've bet on my bookie, like big bets, and the line has changed, like physically changed. Mm-hmm. So like, it could be. I'm not
it's just
like,
gone
I'm
not even, now. It's not even an option.
I'm not even kidding at this point. I know, but because you were throwing darts last year at that, like I only picked the winners, obviously, but because you were throwing darts at it, a lot of people do, and the odds are good.
Yeah.
I mean, you can win a lot of money.
Yeah.
So maybe, who knows? I'll ask him. I'll send him an email after this.
Because I mean, Chris Kirk was 80-1 last week. You'd imagine a top 10, top 20 that would pay out pretty well.
At least,
like, I don't know, top 10 probably was a top 10 was probably like 6-7-1.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this week we're picking winners, dude, and I like it.
Yeah,
I like it, dude.
And we're going again, Danny Value. We're going sheer value plays.
Okay. Now, you said before the show started that if we had any of the same picks this weekend, it would be just fucking
out
of
wild.
Control.
Yeah. Because you know maybe one of these guys. Maybe one.
Okay. Fire away your first picks. And by the way, for the audience, there is a lot of fucking major winners playing in this. That's like, I don't really understand why.
Yeah, I mean, John Rahm's playing in this. He won 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, dude. This field is loaded.
He's like 5-1. No, thank you.
This field is loaded.
Scotty Scheffler's playing.
Sure is.
Don't need that, though.
Yeah, you do. You need a little Scheffler in your life.
La Quinta, California. We're going with a man with a majestic mustache.
Ah, you don't say.
I think it's a sign.
Yeah, it might be.
Andrew Putnam.
Okay.
54-1.
Yep.
$100 there. Played well in Hawaii. Was top five.
We call him the big putt, right?
Played well here last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a majestic mustache.
Okay.
So I'm thinking he's going to ride that into victory. 54-1. I think that $100 that pays over $5,000.
That's nice.
That's $5,400 right there.
That's real nice right there, yeah.
Sure. Next up, I think this is the one guy you might know.
Okay.
Denny McCarthy.
Yeah, you took him a couple times last year.
Yeah. But usually for top 10s, top 20s.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Best putter on tour. In a tournament like this, you're playing three different courses. It's kind of a putting contest. It's like whoever's going to make the most putts. I think Denny McCarthy, 85-1, is great value.
Okay.
So $100 there wins
$8,500. Yeah, man. That's a life changer. You can go to the Super Bowl with him.
You can pay off some debts.
Or go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With a lady. You can take a
perhaps.
Lady.
I mean, we'll be there.
Yeah. You can take a lady there. If you win that kind of money, you can take a lady to the Super Bowl.
Just someone I meet at the waste management.
First date.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Nothing. You want to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It's a big flex. You take a girl to the Super Bowl on the first date.
And even bigger flex is if my third pick hits.
Which is?
Because he's 110-1.
Ooh, who the fuck is that?
David Lipsky.
Never heard of him.
He's a young Asian man.
Named David?
David Lipsky. Well, he's American, but
okay.
Of Asian descent.
Lipsky?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very Asian.
Has one of the pure swings I've seen on tour. Played well last week, played well here last year. Common theme, 110-1, $100 there, so you'll win $11,000.
Okay. Look at that, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want to go, I mean, we're getting some good seats at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you might be in a suite there. With those, Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw a little bit on that for sure. I'll get a little taste on that. Look, kids, you know me.
You're a man.
You know me.
You're going to go with Scotty.
Scotty Scheffler is back, dude. He's back. And he's better than ever.
He played well at the Tournament of Champions.
Sure did. Sure did. It's hard for me to bet against Scotty Scheffler. Look good. And you don't know. Sometimes players have hot years and then they come back and then you're like, all right, great. But I'm sticking with my dudes who I was riding out through the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, I'm going to go with Cam Young.
Okay.
He's due, right?
Is he? I don't know. Took Will Zalatoris a good bit to win.
He's due.
I mean, not that long, but like all
he's
things considered, Will
due.
It's kind of like the same narrative as Will Zalatoris. It's like, yeah. He's in every fucking tournament he plays, but
yeah,
you got to close, man.
Sure do.
You got to close. And also, I don't think he started the season well.
No. But I can't not tell. Like, he's going to win one of these fucking things. And then I'm going to feel like shit when he does because it's, you know. So I got to take Cam Young.
Well, what's the value here? All right, so Scotty's at what?
Scotty's at 12.5-1. So right. I mean, it's not terrible. He's not the favorite.
Right.
The favorites in this are... It's actually Rory McIlroy. So McIlroy
is... Rahm? Nope. I saw Rahm at like 5-1.
No, so Rory's at 8.5-1 right now. He's favored. John Rahm is at 10-1 right now.
And well, then, see, this is the value you get at my bookie.
Correct. And then
juicy odds.
Justin Thomas is actually third at 12-1. So those are the top three guys in this week's tournaments, and then it moves on to Scotty Scheffler,
gotcha,
and then Cam Smith. But I mean, this field is loaded. Dustin Johnson's in this.
No, he's not.
They've got him listed.
That might be a different tournament.
Ooh, might be. Might be. Oh, you're right. I'm looking at something else.
DJ is not playing.
Apologize for that mistake.
Oh, are you looking at? You're looking at master odds, aren't you?
Doesn't matter.
You're looking at master odds.
Doesn't matter.
So what's Scotty Scheffler's actual odds for this tournament?
Tiger Woods is 52-1, by the way, for the Masters right now. So
So American Express.
I feel good about this. No, guys, I feel good. Scotty Scheffler. Don't worry about the
Cam
odds.
Cam Young playing.
You can look up. Yeah, Cam Young is in it.
Okay. So is Scotty. I know Scotty is for
sure. So is Scotty. And then and my third pick is I like to go, if there's multiple Cams, I'll go two Cams. I'm going Cam Davis in this one.
Okay.
So those are my three picks for this week. Yes, they are all in this.
Cam Davis, there's some value there.
There is some value there. Cam Young, too, is at 24-1, so you're all right there. Scotty Scheffler, though, yeah, 12-1. You're 12-1 for Scotty Scheffler there. So.
Okay.
Rory McIlroy might not be in this tournament then.
Yeah, he doesn't. I'm pretty sure he's not playing until the Waste Management.
It doesn't matter because I wasn't picking him anyway. So yeah, those are my three guys, and I'm locked in now. And you know that I'm serious when I'm taking Scheffler, Cam Young, and Cam Davis this week.
Now, when we go to the Waste Management,
yes,
are you going to put some money on Rory?
No,
no,
no. He'll be the favorite.
Yeah, but will you be excited to see him?
Yes.
Okay.
I like Rory, and look, I think if he was winning all the time and winning majors and all that stuff,
won a lot last year.
He did, just not majors. Yeah,
he was
so like
top five. If he can
get over that hump and back to where he was,
he's playing the right golf ball now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it really?
He's playing the wrong golf ball for like 4 or 5 years.
What was the golf ball?
Just too much spin.
Oh, too much spin on the ball. I thought you meant like brand, like Titleist or something. All right. You're not going to shit on Titleist?
No, I'm not going to shit on Titleist. Okay. Right. If they want to sponsor the podcast.
Obviously. Reach out.
I mean, they're hitting up some influencers now. I know that.
They sure are.
I mean, no laying up, just got a fucking Titleist deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll hit up Titleist.
But I mean, if Callaway wants to throw the money here too. I know we'll take no laying up left you guys.
Yeah,
so.
We'll put a bag up on the goddamn desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Yeah. I'd be fine with that. But yeah, I'll root for Rory. Odd-wise, though, not great for gambling, obviously. Waste Management's a different beast. Like, that crowd is wild as shit.
Yeah.
Who won it last year?
Scotty Scheffler. That was the first win of the run.
Yeah, sure did.
He went Waste Management.
Yep.
He went Bay Hill.
Yep.
Masters.
Yep.
What was the fourth one?
He was real close in that fourth one.
Oh, Match Play.
Yeah.
Here in Austin.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, before the Master. Yeah.
So it's fun. We're back, kids. We're back. I feel good this week. I felt good last week. I just had the wrong Kim, and that happens a lot.
Man, and it was Chris Kirk's week. Like, he knew he felt it.
Mm-hmm.
All he had to do was make some putts.
That's all he had to do.
All he had to do.
It's that win, though.
And he also went OB day three on hole number one. So he made a six on hole one. Cost him 2 strokes. You know, it's kind of important.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal.
It was a big deal. But we're back this week. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. A minute now. Like, golf has started now. They're Fisher. Back in America. Yeah. I feel good.
Hawaii, I think, kicks it off.
It does, it's a weird time schedule. Yeah. It's like, all right, great.
But then you're like, oh, fuck, it's 8 o'clock at night, nothing else is on. You're like, oh, Friday night.
Yes.
You're like, nah, tournament's on.
I just had a hard time finding it. I keep switching it around.
And I was just there. So, like, the Sony, it was in Honolulu, that area.
Yeah, you got to see it.
I knew it so well.
Yeah, and you almost got it, dude. Third place. Either way, I'm proud of you, all right? You should be proud of me too. I picked a Kim.
I would prefer them to have the top five, top tens, top 20s.
Well, I'll hit them up. I'll hit up my bookie. In the meantime, you can pick these winners. And look, if Delco's picks hit, you can go in the Super Bowl. Put a hundo on those picks, and you're going.
Let's
to the go, fucking
David
Super
Lipsky.
Bowl. Yeah, dude, Lipsky. Let's go, fucking Lipsky, dude. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Dirty Dan's Delco fucking picks. Here, we'll see you on the links, kids.